All right, welcome back to the Gospel Truth Podcast. We're going to go ahead and just turn it over to Brother Vincent MacDonald. Praise God, he's no stranger in that to the Gospel Truth Podcast. You all know him, you heard him, you love him, get behind him, pray for him. Praise God, and that can't wait. And that listen to what saith the Word of God. And that, my goodness, and what it says, do it. Amen. Apply it. Amen. Let it get down in you and let it just sprinkle, just get down into that well of living water and just let it spring up into life everlasting. Come on, brother.
It's just been a really good place to be here. Just like James said earlier, it really has felt like one of those services where God is just right by you. Saying... Just saying, well, someone's doing something right. And that's when it passes on to me, and I can feel that. When I feel it, someone else can feel that.
And
it can just go around forever and ever and ever. And I hope that that's the way it is in heaven. And I know it's going to be like that because he really is going to be right there.
He
really is going to just be right by our side. We're all just going to have that joy. We're all just going to have that joy. And it's not just going to be one person. It's going to be all the people that have been up there are just going to be shouting. Joy.
That's good.
And it's just going to be so good. It's just going to be... It's going to be peaceful, and that's what I'm looking for. When I feel him, I feel peace. I can't feel that. I can't feel that in doing drugs, alcohol. I can't feel that in any of those things. I've never done it, but I know that I've heard people saying that when they turned their life around, they never wanted to go back. They never, ever wanted to taste that stuff again. And look where they are now. Look what look what God has brought them through. Look at how much pillars they are. Look at how big of pillars they are. Especially in my life. They have been big pillars in my life. But we'll be over here in Exodus. Exodus 4 and just...
That's good scripture.
Well, we'll start in 3. But... Exodus 3, first verse, it says, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and he came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed." And Moses said, "I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned." And we're just going to go over to 4. And it says, we're going to be in 4, first verse. And it says, "And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it. And it became a rod in his hand. And you can be seen. And I just start to think about this. And he fled from it. And Moses fled from it. Sometimes that's what we do. We flee from God's works. We flee from what we need to do. And Moses was doubting, and he didn't need to do that because God was right there. And he was showing Moses that, hey, I'm going to do wondrous works. Hey, this is me. This is not you. This is not you. This is me all the way. You do not need yourself. You need me. You do not need yourself. You need me. I'm the only one that can do this. I am. It says in chapter 3, verse 14, "And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Say unto the children of Israel, I am. Have sent me unto you." is that I.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it again. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me. He has so many great names in this Bible. He has so many great names. I am the great I am. It's just so good when you consume that. And when he talks to you, and when you come to him, he says, he says our name. He said Moses, he said Moses twice. Remember that?
Amen. That's good.
Oh, God is just so good. He's just so good. And no matter what we do, he is the I am. He's the one that we need.
That's right.
Because without him, we cannot do anything.
That's right.
You think that was just Moses that could do that? Just throw a rod on the ground and turn it into a serpent? You think that was all Moses? No, that was my God. That was showing Moses. That was showing Moses, hey, I can do wondrous things. If you just believe. Just believe in me, I can get you through this. And he was showing him, hey, I got this. Just step back. And just let me take this. Because I still need you right now. I need to show them that, hey, I can work in you the same as I work in Moses. He wanted to show them Moses, you could be like Moses. You could be as close to God as Moses is. Right now, Moses is in heaven. Moses is in heaven right now, praising God. Because he did what he was supposed to do down here on earth. However long ago it was, he did what he was supposed to do.
That's right.
From the time he was born to the time he died, he did what he was supposed to do. I'm not saying he was perfect. I'm not saying he always did right here. He was not being perfect. He was doubting. And that's something we should never do. We do it because we are not perfect. We were never going to be perfect. The second Adam and Eve took from the tree. It was not imperfection anymore.
Well,
I'm glad that God still forgives. That God is just right there saying, I got you. I got this. I just need you to give it over to me. You need to step out of the spotlight and just let me into it. Just let me be right here talking to him, because it's not you, it's me. It's me. And I'm just glad that we can call the Lord our master. The one that we go to. The one that went to Moses in a burning bush. And it didn't even have one ash. Not come off of it. Not one. Same like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they came out of that fire. And they didn't smell like smoke. One ash. They came out, and guess what? Guess who was in there with them? Guess who was right by their side? That was God. That was God right there. Right there helping them. Right there just with them wrapped around his arms. Just covering for him. Saying, I caught you. You're under my wing. I caught you. You did not bow. You did not bow and pray to the things they wanted you to pray to. The things that they wanted you to worship to. You came to me. You bowed to me. They got... I'm sure they were a little nervous that they were being thrown into flames. I mean, I would be too, but guess what? They had enough faith. They had enough faith. That God would be right by their side. They had enough faith that there was going to be a fourth man in the fire. That was going to protect them. That they were going to be able to come out with no spot or blemish. They were going to come out the same as they went in.
That's good.
It's kind of like how we came onto earth. We're going to come out the same way we came in, from the dust of the ground.
Yeah.
And when I return, I'm going to be in heaven. I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to care what's going on. I'm not going to care what's going on. I'm not going to care about pollution. I'm not going to care about any of that. Because I'm going to be up there where it's pure. Where there is no spot and blemish. Where it is perfection.
Yeah.
Where I am in perfection with the one who created perfection. With the one who started it all. Where there is no higher power than him. No higher power. And if I'm still here when he comes back, I'm not worried. Because I know that I'm going up to heaven.
That's right.
Where I'm just gonna feel him and be with him.
And
nothing's gonna stop me from that.
Yeah.
The devil cannot take away what I have in here.
Yeah.
And guess what? Everywhere in this Bible, the devil has tried to get in people's heads and just make them feel like they're a nobody. I just want you to pray for me, because that's what I felt like lately. Is I felt like a nobody. I felt like nobody can help me I haven't gone to God. I have not gone to God and just given it to him. And I should have, because I'm not perfect. And the devil gets inside my head and says, you have no faith. You cannot do this. You have nothing. You have nothing to live for. You are nothing. But then I think, I can go to God. Because I have him here. And you know why the devil comes to me and tries to get me down? Because I have something in here. And the only thing that he can get to is my mind.
He tries
to get to my heart, but I know that I have a God. I know that I have a God that has locked my heart up to where he's the only one inside of
this.
But that's all I have. I just want to give the glory to God right now. I have nothing else to give but that. So I just want to give the glory, and I just want to give that worship, that praise that he deserves. Turn it back over.
Amen. Amen. Definitely take that one and use it. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness. And that Moses, a killer on the run.
Yeah.
A killer in hiding. Amen. Praise God. And that, but God said, I want you to go to Pharaoh.
Yeah.
Amen. What they're going to tell me that you really didn't tell me to. What's that in your hand? Amen. Praise God. He didn't give him anything else than what he already had. Amen. Right. Praise God. Right?
Yeah.
He already had possession of that rod. Amen. My goodness. Boy, I tell you what. Yeah. You say you ain't got nothing to give to God. And that, my goodness, and that God knows what you've got.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? Amen. He'll use you and what you have in that for his glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. That's the truth. And I thank God for it. I thank God for the message. And praise God. Best message I ever heard in my life. Amen. And I thank the Lord for it. Praise God. And that, hallelujah. Just praise him and use the message and use the wisdom God gave. Amen. And just let it work on you. Amen. Till next time.